Hello, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano. Our guests today are Meredith Schaefer and Rob Charlo from The Row in Crystal Lake. They're going to tell us about some of the events coming up, what's happening, what's going on, and what you can look forward to. Meredith, welcome.
Good
Rob,
morning.
Welcome to Around Town. So what's going on at The Row?
There's a lot of stuff happening at The Row right now. Currently, we are in rehearsals for Diary of a Wimpy Kid, the musical. So I saw that glance over there. That was nice. So, yeah, we've got that going on. We have adult classes that registration is open for. We have our summer camp programs for youth and high school students. So there is so much happening.
And I assume tickets are on sale now?
They are.
So. Okay, and the show is April?
April
18th
through the 20th.
Through the 20th.
You would think that the director would know when the show is, but...
Well, that's okay. And are they matinees, evening shows? Or
yeah, we have... So Thursday night is a 7 p.m. show. On Friday, we are doing a school performance specifically for... We're shooting for more like grammar school, junior high age. But that is... So that is a... It's almost kind of like a private showing for schools. Very similar to our Mission Imagination shows. And then we are doing a Friday night show and another two shows on Saturday.
Now, for the student shows, are those tickets a different price?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. The schools are able to get their tickets through our Mission Imagination program at $8 per ticket. Mm-hmm. So it's a great deal, and it's a great opportunity for schools to bring their classes in and experience the theater that way.
Yep. And what's the ticket price for adults?
For the regular shows?
Yes.
I believe it's 25. Mm-hmm. That is non-members. Members, Row and Now members are...
It's 17.50.
17.50. And then we also have student tickets.
Well, you know, Rob, now you brought that up. How do you become a member?
Oh, I'm going to let Meredith talk about that. That is a marketing thing.
Well, we have a couple of different membership options, and our members get things like early access, discounted tickets, special events. Sometimes it'll be, you know, meet and greets, things like that. To become a member, you can either go to our box office or through our website and find the right level for you and your family. We have our basic membership. We have a family membership that really helps with the cost of classes and things like that. And then we also offer a business membership. So then businesses can pass some of those benefits on to their employees or customers and things like that as well.
Okay, that sounds good. And if they want more information, do they go to your website? Do they call mm-hmm. somebody?
Yep, they can go to the website, which is rowcenter.org. They can also call the box office at 815-356-9212.
Let's give that number one more time just to be sure. People have got time to write it down.
815-356-9212.
So what's coming up as far as new classes for adults?
So, yeah, we are offering, we want to have education for everyone and have that availability. So at the end of April, the first week of May, we are offering four brand new adult classes that are designed actually for everyone, whether you have experience or you don't. So we are doing a screenwriting class, an introduction to it, actually by a local Crystal Lake filmmaker and director who is doing that. We are doing an adult improv class, a beginner class, that is being taught by Miriam. Well, what is Miriam's last name? I don't want to say the wrong last name. Yeah, we're just going to say Miriam.
Okay.
But Miriam is one of the resident performers for Green Room Improv that works out of the Row.
These one-hour classes?
So they're different based on what they are. For example, the screenwriting class, and then we have an adult movement class, which is not a dance class. It is more like how you use your body, and there's going to be a lot of yoga involved and Laban method, where that's a 90-minute class. Screenwriting is 90 minutes.
Napanelli.
There we go. Napanelli. Miriam Napanelli. We should know these things up. There's so many names that we're throwing around. And then we've got a musical theater boot camp being taught by our brand new resident music director, James Mablin. And then we also have,
Yeah, Basics of Improv, too.
Yes, that's the one that Miriam is teaching.
Okay.
So, yeah, Musical Theater Boot Camp, Screenwriting, Adult Movement, and, the Improv. So we got four great adult classes. So the Musical Theater one and the Improv are two-hour classes. The others are 90 minutes. And they only meet once a week, so for 4 weeks.
So now, with the summer program coming up, how does that work as far as your summer hours and things like that? Or like you've got, the Mean Girls ages 13 to 18?
Mm-hmm. So, yes, that is designed for our high school students. We're considering it a summer camp program. But for the high school students, it's a little bit shorter time frame, a shorter rehearsal process, but it's a four-hour rehearsal 4 days a week. So, and we're going to put the show up roughly about 5 weeks.
So when does that begin, Rob?
We begin that in June, along with Moana Junior, which is our youth program, our youth summer camp, which is 7 to 13. And that is also beginning in June. That one's a little bit different because that one is running like an actual summer camp.
Okay.
Where parents can drop the students off between 8:30 and 9. Students will take about an hour's worth of class, whether it's acting, improv. Sure. And then they're going to do a two-hour rehearsal of the show and then finish the day off with another hour of rehearsal of another class. And, parents will pick them up at 1. So it's kind of nice. Parents can drop off, get the kids out of the house for a little bit in the morning.
Go shopping a little bit.
A little Starbucks coffee.
And Meredith's right. Get a little bit of a break, too, at the same time. Sure. Sure. Everybody needs that. That's for sure. And what's currently going on at the RAL right now? What's happening?
We have a lot. We have a lot coming up next weekend. We have J.J. Smith. He is our Battle of the Bands winner from last year. So we're excited to have him back. Also in April, we have Think Floyd returning. They're always really, really popular. Then we move into May, really, after Diary, at the end of April. Then we move into May, and we have Bourbon Country is back.
Each one of these, how long are they gonna, will they be on? How long do they last?
It depends. Usually it's about 90 minutes to 2 hours. Depends if there's an intermission, things like that. But, yeah.
And will they be on for, like, 2 or 3 days or a week or – What's the timeline?
These are single night shows.
Okay.
The single night shows, and tickets for all these shows are also available through the box office or through our website.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have some other great tributes coming up in May. We have a tribute to George Michael. He's great. We have a brand new one for Olivia Newton-John. It's called Always Olivia, and that one's really exciting, too. That's Mother's Day weekend. And then we have a Supertramp tribute, which is also a new one for us. So,
okay. Yeah,
May's a busy month. That's also the month when we have our 5K, the Bob Blazer Run for the Arts. So,
and while this is all going on, what is Rob doing? Is he kind of napping on the side? Or what's he doing?
Rob's trying to wrangle 30 kids so that they can learn Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
I usually do just kind of sit in the back and kind of nod off a
little bit. I don't believe that. Why don't you tell the folks your part, what you're doing and how you're helping and what you're doing, Rob? So
sure.
They know.
Yeah, no, I'm actually directing Diary of a Wimpy Kid. We have roughly 26 non-professional, they are professional, they are non-equity actors, mixed in with about 16 students. So it's a combination of both, where our students get to work with professional actors as well to get that experience. But yeah, we are in a 7-week rehearsal process to put on a full 2-hour production with our kids. So
what do you do when you get the kid that wants to be an actor and actress, but is somewhat shy? How do you handle it? How do you approach that child?
Well, and we do have that currently. We have mixed in with some of our students that have experience on stage. We have a handful, I want to say 4 or 5, that have never been on stage before. So it really is a combination of educating them and also providing them with kind of a pre-professional experience of being on stage and what that's like. And I know we kind of talked about this when we were here for Native Gardens. We talked a little bit about it regarding like teaching kids confidence and learning empathy on stage and how to public speak. We want to be able to help them do that. They shouldn't be afraid to be on stage. So that's kind of what we do.
Well, sure. I think there's a fear factor, too. You get on stage, and all of a sudden, it's like that fright bite comes along, you know, and it's like, wow. Just want to remind everybody, you're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station, and we're sharing time here with Meredith and Rob from the Row and talking about some of the events coming up and things they're doing and things that you could participate in with the kids and working with them, Rob. I'm sure you probably see them grow in time. And that's got to be really very rewarding.
Very much so. We actually have several students that are in this production that have taken classes with us in the past several months. So even to see them grow from, let's say, January when we started our classes till now is an amazing process.
So Meredith, if someone wants to start a class and the parents aren't sure, the child's not sure, how do you address that? In other words, they think they want to do it, but they're not quite sure. They might be a little shy. You know, how do you approach that, and what do you then offer to that parent and that child to give them that confidence?
Yeah, so we have a couple of different options on the enrollment side. You know, a lot of times we connect them with Rob directly, so he can talk to them, meet the student, give them a tour so they are familiar with the space, and, you know, have the opportunity to give the class a try. In January, we were able to offer that where they could try the first class for free so that they could just experience that and see if it was for them. So that was really great that we were able to do that.
And what do you find as far as the percentages once they do try that? How's that work out?
We didn't have anybody drop.
No. They all stayed in.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Wow. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. They had that comfort level and assurance that what they're going to be doing was one that they can really work with, huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, and it has to be. I mean, that's what our teachers, talking to them as I interview them and we hire them, one of the things that we talk a lot about in that is you have to adapt to exactly what you're talking about. The kid that has never stepped on stage to our performers that have a ton of experience. So we adjust very rapidly to that. But the first class that we discovered as we relaunched the program was, let's get a base of how these kids feel on stage. Let's see how they work. And then, not a single kid. They had such a good time.
So when you do that, you have the shy kid. What's your approach to say, okay, do you give them a line to say, or do you give them a situation to say, here, you're in this situation, what would you do? Is that how you approach it?
It was different for every class because we did a fundamentals class which covered both, actually all three aspects of theater, acting, dance, and singing. So every class is different. And then we did a acting through movement class, which is, again, completely different. So each of the teachers approached it differently. For example, Jamie, who is the music director, taught the vocal portion of fundamentals. And when he first came in, he kind of just talked to the kids about how you breathe. And so he was doing fun little exercises, which then, you know, loosens the kids up a little bit.
Takes the fright, by the way.
Yeah, 100%. They don't even know they're learning.
Well, because he could have just come in and been like, we're going to sing this song, and you've never sang before.
And that's when everyone exits the room immediately, right?
Oh, of course. So, you know, and it's funny, we're talking about this with kids, but for example, John DeCoss, who works with Lucy's, his adult stand-up comedy class performs tomorrow night. His graduating class performs tomorrow night at Lucy's. And that's an exact thing is I would be terrified to get on stage and do stand-up comedy. But I'm an actor. You give me lines and I can get on stage.
Right.
So we deal with that even with adults, like in John's class. They have to have the courage to get up like a comedy club tomorrow night and perform. So
some of the kids have been in all these classes and participated. Have they gone to other bigger things in college and things like that you know of, that you're aware of?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Previously in our program, that's happened for sure. And it's something that we'd like to continue. And with Rob coming on board and permanently bringing a music director on board with Jamie Mablin, you know, those are kinds of the steps that we're taking to make sure that program can be there for every level of student, whether they're brand new, just starting, not sure if they like it, to those that are studying to be a professional actor. Mm-hmm. And now we have the resources to, you know, meet them where they're at and where they want to go.
You are so close with Jamie's name.
I know.
You are so close.
Oh, he's going to kill me. I said it wrong.
You just said it wrong.
Oh, I'm in trouble.
This is pre-recorded. I can just
say. Oh, there we go. Then in that case, it's Mablin. Go
Mablin.
Ahead. Yeah. Say it again.
James Mablin.
There it is.
Thank you.
Wow, you got the first try. How is it?
You know, well, Meredith was talking about some of the folks that obviously prior to me coming in, I do know that we do have some students that went on to do big things. There was somebody that was on American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
And actually the show that we're doing, Diary, there was a student that did some Rao shows that actually is on the cast recording of this show. So, yeah, there's mm-hmm. definitely people that have come out of the Rao. So
that's kind of nice to be able to see that. It's almost like having a Hall of Fame
mm-hmm.
where these kids, their pictures, and say they started here, they took classes here, and here's where they are today.
Yeah.
You know, that would be kind of neat to see something like that.
Well, and that's our hope with this program mm-hmm. is that they start with us at an early age and actually travel through the program. So
I'm a parent, and I meet you, Rob, and I say, okay, so you're going to do all these things with my kid, and but what is your background that I know that you're going to be capable of teaching my child?
I just took a couple online theater classes.
I kind of figured, a couple of two-hour classes.
Two-hour classes. We're good, you know.
Okay.
I watched Inside the Actor's Studio.
Okay.
I'm good. I know what I'm doing. No, it's no. I started theater at a very early age. I started actually when I was in grammar school. I went to college for theater, both education and directing and acting. I spent the past 17 years at Stage Door Manor out in New York, working for their program as the director of education. So I come from a very long background of theater training.
Okay.
So, but I grow every time too with it. I don't think you ever stop learning. So.
Do you find that directing is really that's your forte? That's what you love the best?
I love both. I like to balance it 50-50 between being on stage and directing. So I'm actually in this show while I'm directing it.
Oh, you are?
Yes, because the main character needed a father, and he sings a song about...
So they're looking for an older guy?
They're looking for... I don't know what you're talking about. I'm 22 years young.
Advanced in age.
Advanced in age. Exactly. I like that. We're going to say that from now on. Yes. We are advanced
That's
in age.
Our
yeah, we felt that there's a song in the show about going through puberty. And we felt that it probably would make a lot more sense for an adult to be singing that than one of the students singing to another
sure.
student.
Yeah, that would be kind of...
So, but no, I like to... For me, I like to balance my time both. So it's been a while since I've been on stage because I've mostly been directing. So this is kind of nice. Even though it's a small role, which is totally fine, but I finally get to be back on stage because it's been... 10 years since I've been on the Rao stage.
So since it's been so long, do people throw things at you if you're not doing very
every
well?
Every time. I can't.
Okay,
they bring one of those giant hooks out, you know?
And yeah. Or throwing popcorn at you or
popcorn,
something like that. Yeah.
You know, it's
right.
Interactive theater. Immersive theater. There we go. So much immersive.
So, Meredith, how do you put up with this guy?
He keeps me laughing, so it works. It's good. You got to be able to laugh when you're working.
Yes.
So how are things going so far this year for the Rao?
It's been great. I would say, really at this point, too, we're at the first time since the pandemic where we're fully 100% up and running. All three of our main programs are really at 100%. That's our performing arts, what we call our PAC shows. Those are the tribute bands and some of the concerts and those things that we bring in. Our school fully up and running with a full year scheduled of programming on both productions and classes. And then William Street Rep, which is what we were here last month to talk about with Native Gardens.
Right.
And our upcoming productions with that.
What keeps you going? Is it donations? Is it memberships? What is it that keeps the Rao going?
Yeah, so it is truly a little bit of everything. We have a number of partnerships with businesses and foundations through sponsorships and grants, so we're very thankful for that. Ticket sales, I believe, only account for about 30% of our budget, so really we have to make up the rest of that through things like donations and memberships and, like I said, with the sponsorships, grants.
Many different classes that you have, too, for the students?
Yep, the enrollment would go towards that, absolutely.
Are you finding you're drawing more seniors to your organization that maybe you didn't in the past, that they might want to participate, they want to get into acting or do something? Or some seniors have got wonderful voices that want to sing. Are you finding that taking place?
That's a great question, and I think that that is part of what Rob's trying to do with building these adult classes, is kind of a, if you build it, they will come. That's what our hope is. So,
okay, I think I heard that before.
So he's, you know, got these four classes, and we're hoping to see that.
Yeah, because I'm sure there's people out there, that not just the young people, but some of the older people, some of the seniors that may want to participate, and we're looking for an outlet. And it's easy to get to. And let's remind everybody where you're located in Crystal Lake, because a lot of people miss the point of where you are, and they pass right by not realizing where you are. Meredith, you want to give them a little roadmap?
Yeah, we're our address is 26 North Williams Street in downtown Crystal Lake, and we are right there on Williams Street. And it's actually, our fly tower is one of the biggest buildings in the county. So if you see that big white building, that's where we're at. Right in downtown Crystal Lake.
And it does actually say Rouse Center for the Arts. So it's
it does.
It amazes me when people say, we didn't know this building was there. It's like,
what more could we do?
The big marquee out front.
We need some glasses. That's what we need.
What is that name out there? What does that mean, right? But I'm sure you've got people that do walk by and don't realize it's the Rouse Center.
100%.
I meet people almost every day that say, where? I haven't been there yet. So that's my goal. That's part of what I'm doing, and why we really appreciate the opportunity to talk with y'all today, just to introduce the Rouse Center to people who haven't heard about us before.
So you have these courses and the tribute shows and all these things, but do you have aspirational shows or events at the Rao that you see the Rao having in the future?
Oh, yeah. we have a very long
Give me an example. What do you think?
You know, they used to do a film festival, for example, and we would love to bring that back. We would love to eventually get to a point where we can run, like on our class side of things, run it like a, not like a, I don't want to use the word conservatory, but, you know, where we have this kind of like our summer camp program, but it's, I hate to use the word national, but to go national with it, where we can bring people in. We offer staff housing currently for our professionals, for our artist housing. So I think the hope is in the future that we grow that where we can have more. So.
And where's the staff housing located?
It's right by our facility where we do our classes, which is St. Mary's Episcopal Church. So we actually have two studios in there. We have a satellite office, and it's the old rectory, right? Mm-hmm. It's the old rectory house. So, and it's right on that property. So everything is like within a mile of each other, because we have three facilities. So, because then we have a rehearsal space off of Terracotta in Crystal Lake, which is where William Street Rep usually rehearses. So I think their biggest goal is to, eventually have like one ideal location next to the, by the Rao, where they can have like a campus. Yeah, I guess that's the best way to describe it.
Complex.
So a nice complex. So any folks out there that would like to contribute to that fund.
Funding is the way to get there. It's not notoriety or just attention drawn to this, because
I think it's a combination of everything.
Yeah.
It really is.
What's the next step to be able to go in that direction, do you think?
Ooh.
I think some of that's happening right now, and that's with some of the partnerships that Richard Kranda, who's our executive director, some of those things that he's exploring and building. And I think that those are the things that are in the works right now already that will take us into that next step. And hopefully we'll be able to, be back in a, couple months announcing something new that's happened, because I can tell you something is always in the works. With that vision, our lease for our building is for 100 years. And so when we look at our planning for that, it's really with that in mind, that we know we're going to be here for 100 years. Sure. And we want to make sure that our programming and, everything that builds into that is to sustain that and just make it better.
Well, we want to thank Meredith and Rob for being with us today from the RAU, and hope that you folks get enough information that you heard that the RAU is offering, and go see them, visit them, and buy some tickets and go to some shows. You've been listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio station. Go to huntleyradio.com and click on shows, and you can see the around town shows that we've had in the past and the future. And we want to say again, thank you for being here, folks. And for all of our listeners, have a great day.